माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तेरावनचारी यमुना तेरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ
జయ విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివచకాచార్య స్తోత్ర సత్శ్రీమతి డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ కి, ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్యశిల ప్రభుపాద్ కి, అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి, నమాచార్యశిల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, తాయ గౌర ప్రేమానంది, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరంగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమాం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసాం తతో జాయముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమా శ్లోకే భక్తేర్భవతి నైష్టకీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 47 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 30 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ ద బీ. ఆత్మని ఏవ ఆత్మనా ఆత్మానం శ్రిజే హన్మీ అనుపాలయే ఆత్మా మాయా అనుభావేన భూత ఇంద్రియ గుణ ఆత్మనా. ఆత్మన్ ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం శ్రిజే హన్మ్యానుపాలయే ఆత్మమాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. ఆత్మన్ ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం శ్రిజే హన్మ్యానుపాలయే ఆత్మమాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. ఆత్మన్ ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం శ్రిజే హన్మననుపాలయే ఆత్మమాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. మాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. ఆత్మనేవాత్మనాత్మానాం శ్రిజే హన్మన్వాలే ఆత్మాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. మాతాజీ ఆత్మనేవాత్మనాత్మానాం శ్రిజే హన్మననుపాలయే ఆత్మమాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మనా. ఆత్మని విదిన్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఏవ ఇండీడ్ ఆత్మనా బై మై సెల్ఫ్ ఆత్మానం మై సెల్ఫ్ సృజే ఐ క్రియేట్ హన్మీ ఐ డిస్ట్రాయ్ అనుపాలయే ఐ సస్టైన్ ఆత్మ మై ఓన్ మాయా ఆఫ్ ద మిస్టిక్ పొటెన్సీ అనుభావేన బై ద పవర్ భూత ది మటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఇంద్రియ ద సెన్సెస్ గుణ అండ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఆత్మన కాంప్రమైజింగ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై మై సెల్ఫ్ ఐ క్రియేట్ సస్టైన్ అండ్ విత్డ్రా మై సెల్ఫ్ విదిన్ మై సెల్ఫ్ బై ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ మై పర్సనల్ ఎనర్జీ విచ్ కంప్రైజెస్ ద మటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ద సెన్సెస్ అండ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై ద డిసైపుల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి విధాన స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ ఆల్దో ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ అ సుప్రీం ఎంటిటీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో అబ్సల్యూట్ డ్యువాలిటీ బిట్వీన్ హిమ్ అండ్ హిస్ క్రియేషన్ సిన్స్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎక్స్టెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బీయింగ్ దిస్ వన్నెస్ ఇస్ హియర్ ఎంఫసైజ్డ్ బై ద లార్డ్ ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగజాతాం సగణారఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవాం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణాలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంచాకల్పతరూప్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానా పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఆత్మన్ ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం సృజే హన్మ అనుపాలయే ఆత్మ మాయానుభావేన భూతేంద్రియ గుణాత్మన బై మై సెల్ఫ్ ఐ క్రియేట్ సస్టైన్ అండ్ విత్డ్రా మై సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ఇన్ మై సెల్ఫ్ బై ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ మై personal energy which compresses the material elements, the senses and the modes of nature. So we have come to the stage where Uddhav is reading out the message of the Lord for the gopis. This is a chapter which is entitled Song of the Bee, which highlights the ecstasy or the love of the gopis for Krishna in separation. One of the very important chapters from the Srimad Bhagavatam, but at the same time one has to be qualified to also discuss about it. Aptly, this particular verse, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada are speaking about the Lord and His supremacy. The translation is, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam bodha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all the material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who knows this perfectly worship me all their hearts. Engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So if you see, everything in this particular creation is coming from the Lord. You know, it's just that how you look at it. He says, Aham sarvasya prabhu. He says, I am source of all material and spiritual worlds. The materialist will see everything which is disconnected from the Lord, because that's how they can enjoy. Right? If you want to enjoy something, then you have to consider that to be yours. That means you have to be a proprietor. If it is somebody else's property, you cannot do that. So the materialists, they see things separate from the Lord. Whereas the devotees, they see everything in connection to the Lord. Each and everything they see in this world in connection to the Lord, which can be offered in the Lord's service. Srila Prabhupada said that there is nothing in this world which you cannot Krishnaize. You know, give an example. If this microphone is used for the service of the Lord, then it is Krishnaized. It is spiritual. But if it is used for something else, then it becomes material. So the devotees see Lord everywhere. And why do they see the Lord everywhere? Because of their unalloyed devotion and surrender to the Lord. That is the most important qualification. That when the devotee loves the Lord and surrenders to His orders and performs His activities, then that person can see the Lord everywhere. In fact, it is said that even in this world, if you see, that all of us are attracted to something heroic. If someone does something very heroic, we are very attracted to the person or that particular activity. And we start worshipping that person or worshipping that object. And we worship it awe and reverence. You know? Like somebody may be a sports star, somebody may be a film star, you know. Something he does which you cannot do, you start worshipping that person. But that will develop into adoration when the person comes down to the level and maybe easily approachable. Like supposing somebody is worshipping a sports star and that sports star becomes easily approachable to you, then you start developing attachment to him, or probably you start adoring him. Slowly you may love him also. So similarly, it's said that the Lord, who is the master of the universe, you know, He performs so many activities which for us sometimes unfathomable. But when He comes and performs ordinary activities, then it just attracts our heart and we start loving Him also. In the first canto till the ninth canto, we see the Lord's greatness. Lord is so and so great, He is such and such a person. Second canto describes about His Virat Roop. And then afterwards we see the incarnation of the Lord, how the Lord performs such activities, which sometimes is unfathomable for us. But slowly, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam gets us to the 10th canto, where the Lord does perform certain activities which are quite ordinary. And then you start wondering that, is this the same Lord? Start developing an attraction to the Lord, love for the Lord also. Now, the same Lord who is the master of the universe, source of all spiritual and material world, he comes and becomes a chariot driver for Arjuna. So then, you know, it attracts. It says the same Supreme Lord becomes a chariot driver for Arjuna. How great that Lord is. Like somebody in this material world also is fine. If someone who is very great and then sits next to you and talks to you and chats to you, then you start developing attraction to that person. Oh, being so great also, he's so humble, he's so nice, he's so loving. You know, he's down to earth person, like that. So you come down to the level and then you start, you know, developing that attachment to that, you know, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada also, we find many examples, but one staring example we have is that how when there was Guru Puja going on and somebody had an injury in his foot, Srila Prabhupada stopped to ask him what happened. You know, and then he actually paid him. He said, take this money and buy something for and take care of your leg. So then the person becomes completely sold out. He feels that, oh, he is an acharya. But still, he took out time to just ask about my problem. And then you develop that, you know, feeling, develop attachment. So it is said that, you know, the simple, ordinary dealings of the Vaishnavas attract a soul. Simple, ordinary dealings, you know, it may not be something very good. Simple, ordinary dealings, they attract. It said in the Shastra, Srila Prabhupada at one place was mentioning that no amount of austerity or philosophy or wealth or position can attract, but character attracts. The character of a living entity attracts a soul. He said that, you know, in one lecture of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj made a very nice striking point. He said that when Krishna takes a living entity, decides to take a living entity back to the spiritual world, he is actually taking a great risk. You know, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentions that when he is bringing a living entity back to him in the spiritual world, he is taking great risk. Because when he's getting him back, the living entity, he's going to get him for the rest of his life, eternally. You know, that means he is going to invite that living entity to his abode to stay with him eternally. He says, in this material world, supposing if I invite someone and I tell him that you come and stay with me for the rest of your life, you know, it's like I'm taking a chance. That means I have to live with a person with all his nature, right? Whatever he may be. Just like in yatras, sometimes we stay in the same room. Now we are given a choice whom you want to stay. But supposing if you are made to stay with someone who is a stranger whom you do not know, and that person doesn't behave well with you, or your nature and his nature doesn't gel, then be miserable for you. You not like the person very staying next to you or staying in the same room as you. Right? So, similarly, if you invite someone to stay in your house for the rest of your life, that means you are taking a chance. You don't know how that person is going to. One day, 2 days is alright. Like, you know, we say guest. You invite 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But suppose if he stays for 1 month, he stays for 2 months, maybe for a year, then you know, you get to know that true nature, and sometimes you may feel that why is he staying with me. So can you imagine, like His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj was saying in that particular class, that Krishna is inviting us to go back, come back to him and stay with him eternally. So then, will Krishna accept someone who is performing a lot of austerities? Or will Krishna accept someone who is, you know, well versed in the Shastra? Or is Krishna going to accept one who brags about his sadhana, that I am chanting so many rounds. No, he will not be attracted to any of these things. But what will Krishna attracted to? Will be attracted to the quality, the characters. And then he goes on to explain that, you know, if the living entity has developed that quality of humility, quality of forgiveness, quality of extending oneself for someone else, quality of sacrifice for the pleasure of someone. So those are things which Krishna will be attracted. And only those living entities he will get back to the spiritual world. Not someone who has performed austerities or, you know, philosophically very strong. He is not so much attracted by those things. Just like in the room, supposing you want to sleep and you have someone who is getting up early in the morning at 2 o'clock and chanting. Probably. I'm just giving an example, material example. But this, what I wanted to emphasize is that no austerities, no philosophy, wealth or position can attract a person, but character attracts. And that's what one has to develop. So this particular chapter is speaking about vipralamba, that is separation. There is union and there is separation. Samboga and there is vipralamba. You know, 2 weeks back, His Grace Dwarkashpu gave a very nice class on this particular aspect, samboga and vipralamba. He says, till you have a very strong attachment, you will not experience the separation. And he gave the example of a root of a tooth. Like, you know, if you have to extract a tooth, you know, if the root is very attached to the bone, then the extraction is very painful. So I like that analogy very much because it appeals to me. Because a very mobile tooth, you know, is easy to extract. But if it's a very firm tooth, and especially if the tooth is, you know, standing alone, like the teeth adjusted to each other, it's still easy to remove the tooth. But if the person has lost a lot, and there's one tooth at the back standing alone, it may appear very simple to extract, but there's a most difficult tooth to extract. Because the tooth there is firmly held to the root. And very chances, a lot of chances for us to break that tooth. And the root remains, and then you have to do a surgery to take it out also. It's difficult. So this appealed to me because he said that to the extent you are attached, to that extent the separation will be painful. You know? So it's a painful extraction, but now we have local anesthesia, so patient doesn't get the pain. But then if you have to extract the tooth without anesthesia, then it's so painful. Patient will not allow you to remove the tooth. Right? But then it does make sense here, because unless until somebody is very much attached to the person, he will not experience the pain of separation from that person. So we cannot understand the pain of separation of the gopis, love, you know, because we don't know how much they're attached, because we are not on that level, you know, actually. In fact, you know, in a perverted way, we find these things happening. Like, I had a classmate of mine who was infatuated with a girl, and that he had given a flower, and that flower he had kept for 1 year, you know, in a book. And all the time, every time he was just remembering. And then the relation broke. And when the relation broke, it was so painful, that he actually missed a year also. He actually failed. Means that was so painful. Now we, from external point of view, think, why is he so much attached? But then the extent of attachment was so much deep that pain was intolerable for him. Like that, you know. So this is what happens. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, this vipralamba, like somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, how do we always remember you? How do you know in your absence? Srila Prabhupada said, when you remember my instructions, Well, you follow my instructions, that I am always with you. I am never separate from you. You know, that's that oneness we are talking about, that you are one in that purpose. You always, you know, Srila Prabhupada said that when you see my specs, when you see anything connected to me, then you'll remember me. Srila Prabhupada himself said that I am never separated from my spiritual master, because he was always carrying the instructions of his spiritual masters to his heart. So, it is said that even the in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, you know, Vipralamba is given emphasis by the Acharyas. We find the six Goswamis, they never claim that, you know, they had seen Krishna or they are observing or witnessing the Leelas every day. In the Shad Goswami Ashtakam it said, E Radhe, E Vraja Devi Kecha Lalite, E Nanda Shuno Kutaha. You know, where are you? They say. Although, like, you know, throughout the life, every day, the Lord would just reciprocate with their love and devotion. But still, you know, that particular Vipralamba bhava was there. They would always be there, you know, asking, where is, how can I serve? In that separation, they would always remember the Lord. In tears will flow from their eyes. It's like that. In fact, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, gives series of incidences in the Antilila, where when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, you know, how he would experience this separation, pain in separation. He would always remember, and then he would go bad just remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Krishna Maturaya Gela Gopira Ye Dashahaila Krishna Vicheda Prabhura Se Dasha Upachila. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition corresponded exactly to the gopis in Vrindavan after gopis' departure for Mathura. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually exhibited those feelings of separation exactly which corresponds to those of the gopis when Krishna left Mathura. You know? Uddhava darshane yaiche radhara vilap krame krame haila prabhura se unmad vilap. This is a lamentation of Sri Radharani. When Uddhava visited Vrindavan, gradually became the feature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's madness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that when Radharani was lamenting Uddhava visited, this is the same things which you are reading now, the song of the bee, that when Buddha visited Vrindavan, what lamentation Radharani was expressing, that became the feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's madness. And then subsequently, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Tate Vishwasa Karishuna Bhavera Varnana Haribe Bhavera Jnana Paiba Premadhana. He says, my dear readers, simply try to hear this description with faith and love. That will help you understand the transcendent ecstasy, and at last you will achieve the love of God very easily. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was there in Jagannath Puri, he would exhibit all this transcendental madness in separation from Radha and Krishna. And two of his associates always would be there, Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar. In fact, it's said that Ramanand Rai would recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Swarup Damodar would sing the pastimes of the Lord. And that's how he would always be remembering the Lord's pastimes, and sometimes he would go into ecstasy. He says, while Ramanand Rai would recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Swarup Damodar would recite the pastimes of Krishna, they would bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to external consciousness. That was their role over there, just to get him back to the external consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he would not understand what he is doing. In fact, he would just be sleeping in Gambir, and all of a sudden Ramanand Rai would, Swarup Damodar would find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there at all. Or sometimes when he is woken up, he would just ask, why did you wake me up? I was remembering the Lord. I was witnessing the passion. I was helping, and you brought me out. Like once, it is said that when he was in Jagannath Puri taking darshan of the Lord Jagannath from Garudastham, one old lady climbed up on his shoulder to observe, to have darshan of Jagannath. But said that, you know, when she climbed up, Govinda, his servant, wanted to, you know, get her down. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, no, let her be. Let her see. I am only appreciating how much eagerness is there in her to watch or have darshan of Jagannath. I don't have that. And suddenly he remembers that himself to be in Kurukshetra and seeing Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. And he talks to Swarup Damodar Ramanraya, how is it possible that I was in Vrindavan and witnessing Radha Krishna's pastimes and suddenly I am in Kurukshetra? He says, where is Krishna? Where is he gone? And then Swarup Damodar and Ramanraya would get them to Gambira and then recite the pastimes, make him sleep and then tell him that you are here. Sometimes, you know, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Chatak Parvat and he mistook it for Govardhan. He started running. And the Chaitanya mentioned that he would run at the speed of the wind. And Swarup Damodar and all the other devotees started running after him. He says, Govardhan, he started glorifying the wonderful qualities of Govardhan and running towards. But suddenly he became stunned and he could not proceed at all. And then they had to get him back. And then when he got him back, when he was brought into external consciousness, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking that how he was watching Radha and Krishna performing the pastimes in around Govardhan. And then while they were entering the caves, I was just trying to assist in offering flowers. And that's when he woke me up. So these are the pastimes which Lord Chaitanya would always perform while he was in Jagannath Puri. And Srila Prabhupada, in those various purports, mentioned that how the Lord would always be in this mood of separation and remembering the Leela, remember the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But suddenly the turn of event takes place in the next chapter, where the glory of Kalidas is mentioned. Kalidas, as you all know, that he was from Bengal, always eager to taste the remnants of the Vaishnavas. And Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that how Kalidas was, you know, not discriminating as to whether somebody is an advanced devotee or somebody is a neophyte devotee. He would take the remnants from anyone. That was one goal of his, that some or the other accept remnant from each and every of the Vaishnava. You know? And said that when he, you know, there's an example of how he went to the house of Jadu Thakur, who was not even, you know, the low, is very much more than low caste. And he took, what he would do, you just take some, you know, fruits to somebody's house and then ask them to give the remnants, and somebody willingly give them remnants. But here, Jadu Thakur started, you know, discussing philosophy that how it's not appropriate to have from the house of a lecha, for a lowborn. So you should go and have something. If you want, I can arrange you prasad somewhere else. But Kalidas did not. Kalidas was begging, but some other Jadu Thakur took him out. He got some mangoes for Kalidas and his family. So when Jadu Thakur escorted him out, Kalidas was waiting when they'll finish eating. And as soon as they finished eating, they just removed all the peels of the mango as well as seeds on a banana leaf. And when they threw out the place where they throw all the trash, so it said that that's where he went and started licking and ate. And that's how he received a mercy. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions that he received a mercy of Lord Chaitanya because of this particular activity. Not because he was Indian, but he was not discriminating whether this remnants of advanced Vaishnava or not. And he said that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Jagannath Puri, when he came to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would go and would wash his feet at the Simhadwaram gate. And nobody was allowed to wash his feet. Drink the water that has washed his feet. But when Kalidas came there,
when he was washing his feet, he merely drank the water that was washing the feet. And then, not once, but twice, not twice, thrice. And after three times, Chaitanya said, I have given you enough, now stop. And then later on, when he went to his back to his house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and honoring Prasad, again Kalidas was there, and Kalidas was observing from outside when he was eating. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he indicated to Govinda that please give him the remnants. So Govinda gave him the remnants to Kalidas. It is said that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew Kalidas had full faith in the Vaishnavas, and because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy not attainable by anyone else. So, later on, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Bhakta Bada Duliyara Bhakta Bada Jala Bhakta Bhakta Avishesha Teen Mahabal. Bhakta Bada Duli, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, Bhakta Bada Jal, the water that has washed the feet of the Vaishnavas, Bhakta Bhakta Avashesha, remnants, the three Mahabal. And said, Ehi Tina Sevayate Krishna Premahaya Puna Puna Sarva Shastra Pukhariya Kaya. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. This is loudly declared in all the revealed scriptures. So later on, what is happening is that the service attitude is emphasized here. Then when you perform the service to the Vaishnavas, then that is what you are going to, then you will get the mercy of the Lord. Then you attain that love for the Supreme Lord. There is a very nice article where Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was approached by many of his followers. And he said that, you know, Babaji, there is a nice person who has come, he is giving a pravachan here, and he is speaking on Bhramar Geet, the song of the gopis. And we have never heard anyone speak like that. So they expected Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj to also become excited hearing this. So Gaur Kishore Babaji became very heavy with them. Gaur Kishore Babaji said, don't go to hear the discourse on this Bhramar Geet from them. And he went on to say that when the rains fall, that time the weeds also grow. And the weeds grow much more quickly than the normal natural grasses. The weeds grow faster. It is said that carefully planted seeds can also grow. Gaur Kishore Babaji said, carefully planted seeds can also grow, but some are destroyed prematurely by a heavy downpour. If there is a heavy downpour of rains, then those premature seeds, instead of growing, they may just get washed away. So he wanted to say that by hearing a discourse about Krishna and his pastimes, the seed of love of Krishna bud forth in the heart of those who are pure, devoid of material desires and sincerely dedicated to service of spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. It is said that by hearing a discourse about Radha Krishna, the seeds of love bud forth in whom? Only the heart of a devotee who are pure, do not have any material desires and sincerely dedicated to the service of spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And said, there in whom the seed of lust is found will soon become lustful upon hearing the sportive pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So somebody who has lust in the heart, it's just going to increase their lust, that's all, nothing else. So when he made this statement, they said, no. Some said, but I saw some members were crying in spiritual ecstasy. So Babaji said, it was not spiritual ecstasy, it was madness born of lust. It's natural, because sometimes you may think that it's spiritual ecstasy, but somebody who is lust, you know, who has a lot of lust in the heart, then you know, sometimes he becomes mad also. And we may interpret it as spiritual ecstasy. You know, in the material world, a boy and a girl falling in love, we think that, oh, that's so. It is just madness out of lust. So it was madness born out of lust. And then Gaur Kishore Babaji makes a very nice statement. He says, if somebody has truly achieved love of God, then you do one thing. Request the person to leave his home and family, he should come to the banks of Ganga, renounce sense gratification and take shelter of honest, non-duplicitous bhajan. So if somebody has developed love for Krishna, then he should request him to leave everything, come to the bank of Ganges, renounce sense gratification and do non-duplicitous bhajan. He says, if he performs this austerity even for 1 year, then he will know the true extent of his eagerness to hear Brahmar Gita. You know, in other words, it's so difficult for someone to just even do that. Even to do that, you know. Like, I do not know, but I heard in which incident, I do not know, but somebody complained that, you know, he is not doing anything. One devotee was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra throughout the day, not doing anything else. So the complaint was made that he is chanting and he is not doing any service. Only chanting and chanting, nothing else. He is a lazy person. So the instruction given, they said, okay, from now on you can also chant, you should not work. But you should chant those 64 rounds. But he was not able to do it. So it's not that, you know, like a person can sit and do bhajan throughout and not engage in anything else. One has to understand his limitation as to how much he can do. Whether am I developing attachment for the holy name? Do I have enough love for the holy name or not? If you do not have, then we cannot just have artificial show. Said, if he performs austerity for 1 year, we will know the true extent of his eagerness to hear Brahmar Gita. Said, it said that the mercy comes when we serve the Vaishnavas without any ulterior motives in a way that is pleasing to them. So it is said that only when you serve the Vaishnavas with no motives but in a way which is pleasing to the Vaishnavas, then that mercy will come. And that mercy, you know, will just make us develop that attachment to the holy name or to the, you know, whatever activities that you do. It said that Vasudeva Katharuchi, it says, San Matsevaya Vipra Shushusho Shaddhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi San Matsevaya Vipra Puna Tirtha Nishivanar. It says, unless until you serve the Vaishnavas in a mood that you can please them to the fullest, you know, you will not develop that attachment to the holy names, attachment to, you know, hearing the wonderful message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit. He says, so till then, you know, elsewhere in one lecture, Isulians Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning that one has to be honest to admit that one has a lot of anarthas in his heart and one is not pure. You know, till you develop that attraction to the Supreme Lord, to develop that attraction to the holy name, you should continue following the sadhana. You know, sadhana has to be maintained. You know, just continue on this, carry on this sadhana and strictly follow the instruction of spiritual master with determination. Utsaha nishyat dairat. You know, with determination, just follow the instructions of your spiritual master. Else, you know, once I remember this very nice statement by Burjan Prabhu. He said that you do your job and let Krishna do his business. So your job is to follow the instruction of spiritual master very strictly, and Krishna's job is to give you that mercy and the attachment to the holy names. So let Krishna do his job, you do your job. So by your job, by your following strictly these instructions and executing this sadhana in a very strict manner, you are actually attracting, or you are becoming, or you just, you know, become a candidate for attracting the mercy of the Lord and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master. So it is said that, you know, philosophical understanding is very important. You understand the whole thing, you understand the philosophy of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then in our own lives just try to follow what I have been asked to do that, and then just wait for the mercy to come. And that mercy can come maybe in this lifetime or maybe it will take many lifetimes. But we have to patiently wait for the mercy. We cannot barge into the kingdom of God. Right? Because Krishna doesn't allow us or allow everyone who has not developed that particular thing. So continue on with our sadhana and just serve the instructions of our spiritual master to the fullest. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.